It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, an Education Day Wednesday here in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats and Columbia Firefly is about to go for game 2 out of 6. Eric Bach joined by John Kostas, the voice of the Columbia Fireflies, who got a great come-from-behind win last night, 6-4 here in the series opener. And John, first of all, thanks so much for taking some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. You got a gorgeous stadium here in Fredericksburg, and we played a good baseball game last night, so we can't complain early.
No doubt about that. I'm glad you're here. So, this Columbia team, the first to 20 wins in the Carolina League. Last night was a really good win. I mean, they fall behind 4-0 after 3 innings. It looked like the Fred Nats were in complete control, but the bullpen shuts it down. I mean, overall this year, I think the strength of this Columbia team has been the pitching staff, and I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Up until this series, Columbia had the third best team ERA in all of minor league baseball out of those 120 teams, and they've got a couple really good arms that we haven't seen yet in this series. The rotation holds it down, and then you've got a couple shutdown guys, Cooper McKeon, who you saw last night, and then John McMillan, who just got called up to Quad Cities, who have been untouchable this year.
So last night, I mean, last year, I should say, the Fireflies won 18 games in the first half. We're just beyond the midway point of the first half this year, and you guys have already won 20. I mean, obviously, that's really great for you as the play-by-play broadcaster for the team, but what has been the difference in your mind between last year's Firefly squad and this year's?
What's funny is there really isn't a difference. It's just the same guys have gotten a year older, and man, does a year of experience make a huge difference in this league. Daniel Vasquez was 18, Lisandro Rodriguez 19. This entire rotation of high schoolers were all 19 years old. Now all of them came in. They knew what they needed to do in the offseason to get better and to build some strength, and you can see what a year of muscular growth and physical maturity ends up giving these guys.
You've had quite a journey in minor league baseball so far. Can you kind of walk our fans through what led you to Columbia?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to Ohio University for college, and I got to get a really good opportunity. I was the play-by-play voice of the Southern Ohio Copperheads, one of those wood bats summer league teams, and at that point I said, man, I really want to work in baseball. I wasn't able to have a good enough reel when I first finished college to go out there and get a play-by-play job out the gates, so I started off in West Virginia as a video production intern under Adam Marco, who's now with the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, and I learned from him a little bit. The next year I was able to be an intern for them. Adam had left to go to Scranton Wilkes-Barre, but David Kahn kind of taught me the ropes, taught me all the website stuff and back end stuff, and it was good enough that Hagerstown had noticed, and Sean Mernon, who was their broadcaster there, was able to kind of give a good word to Travis Painter and say, hey man, why don't you come over here, spend a year as a number one and see what you can do. And right before the pandemic, I got the Fireflies job at winter meetings, just a lot of local league networking, three teams in the same league. I've been in Columbia since 2020, just super happy to be in that type of a market with a fan base that really cares about the team.
And this is the first time this season that you've been able to travel on the road with the Fireflies. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge difference between sitting at home and watching the streams. I mean, you guys have an incredible stream, and there are some teams in this league that have great streams. But being there, there's no replacement for kind of feeling the emotions with the players. And then, of course, going to eat some good food. I went to Tito's the other day, grabbed Eggs Benedict there, and went to a great deli, a New York deli that's right down the road from here for lunch yesterday. And I mean, those types of experience help you to relate a little bit more to different fan bases and to talk about things. So I visited Fredericksburg Battleground on Monday, and you know, that's something I'll probably work into the broadcast at some point this week during a slower inning or something, just because that type of history in the marketplace is something that I think is important to relay to your listener.
No doubt about it. I mean, Fredericksburg is full of just obviously a ton of history, but a ton of great food as well. So moving forward through this series, can you kind of give the Frednet fans a preview of what they're going to see from Columbia on the mound the rest of the week?
Yeah, I mean, today you got Ben Kuderna. Kuderna, fantastic. He has control of all four pitches, and that's really his strength, is just control. I mean, he throws low 90s, and he's got a good get-you-out curveball and slider, but certainly just throwing four pitches for strikes keeps guys off balance at this level. The next day, you'll have Frank Mazzucato. Mazzucato with the curveball, 12-6. There's a reason he leads the league in strikeouts. That thing's filthy. And this year, because he's in the zone a lot more, he's getting guys to chase out of the zone because of it. Sandlin, Jake Bennett's teammate, will be pitching on Friday or Saturday, and He is another guy. He throws upper 90s, probably has the best arm strength on this team, and he just doesn't walk anyone. So he's always in 1-2 or 0-2 counts, and that lends its way to a lot of strikeouts. That's why he's second in the league. Mauricio Valiz just coming off the development list again. Started the season off really hot, but has struggled the last time or two out. But he's another guy where last year was the Arizona Complex League Player of the Year for the Royals. He's a guy with a ton of unbridled potential, but all these guys, 19, 20 years old, except for Sandlin. So when you look at these guys on the bump, it's kind of like crazy to think that they're all two, three years younger than the average player in this league.
Pretty crazy. John Kositz, the voice of the Columbia Fireflies. Frednats are going to try to put a dent in that best record in the Carolina League today. Fireflies and Frednats at 12:05. John, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.